Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Well, Joy, today I thought it would be a good idea to talk about the acronym STUFF, which you've written about in your book.
Right. Last episode, we talked about monkey mind and all those thoughts jumping around. And I actually call the content of the mind STUFF, which is an acronym for stories, thoughts, urges, frustrations, and feelings.
So our mind naturally churns these things over, these thoughts, and the stuff is there naturally. So really mindfulness helps us kind of get a control over that.
And when you can become aware of your stuff, then you can make a conscious choice about what to do about it. For instance, salespeople tell themselves stories all the time. I've heard a lot of people say, well, it's a Friday afternoon, it's not a good time to prospect, or there's a recession now, nobody's going to buy from me. And I actually have a magnet that says, don't believe everything you think.
I've seen that magnet.
Yes, you have.
It's a good reminder.
Right. Yeah. And Bill, you showed me a magazine article about a salesman who totally let his stuff get in the way of a sale.
It was in one of the car journals that I read regularly, and it was about a fellow that eventually became an executive of a car manufacturing company, but in his early days, he was a sales rep at an auto dealership.
And he let his stuff get in the way, big time. So a prospect walked into the dealer. He greeted the prospect. The prospect ignored him, and he thought the prospect was being rude. And he said, well, if he's ignoring me, I'm going to ignore him. So he walked away. Another salesman approached the prospect, sold him a very expensive car. Turned out the prospect was a member of the very wealthy DuPont family, and he also happened to be deaf in one ear. He never even heard the first salesman, but the first salesman told himself a story that got in the way.
And that stayed with his executive for many years. His colleagues would never let him forget that.
And he didn't forget that lesson either. Now, if he had been mindful, he could have had the awareness to say, wait a minute, I'm telling myself a story. I don't even know if it's true. Let me ask some questions and find out what's going on here.
So what are some things the sales rep could do, the car sales rep, to become mindful, to get past that negative experience that he had?
Sure. Well, he was telling himself a negative story. He probably wasn't even aware that his stuff got in the way. So one way to become mindful is to interrupt your stuff. Last episode, we did a little meditation at the end, interrupting your stuff by putting your awareness on your breath. Another way to interrupt your stuff is to do a walking meditation where you actually bring your awareness to the soles of your feet when you walk. So I'm going to guide a little walking meditation now. You can use these instructions to try a little walking meditation with me or use the instructions for later on.
Great. I think that's an excellent idea. And don't forget to tell your friends and subscribe to the podcast.
As you begin this walking meditation, as much as you can, see if you can release thoughts about the past or the future and just bring your awareness to the soles of your feet as they connect with the ground. And with each step you take, just notice where your foot connects with the ground and keep your attention there as much as you can. Anytime your mind wanders, just bring your attention back to the soles of your feet. You can do this meditation for as little as a few steps or for as long as you'd like. It's a great way to center your mind. You can use this meditation anytime, anywhere you walk. Simply return your attention to the soles of your feet again and again and again.